the greatest city in the world.
This is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's Tanya and Steve.
Hello.
Welcome to Thursday.
Best day of the week.
Yes, it is.
Don't say anything, Ross.
I know. We got into an argument last week about this.
That's right, because Ryan has to stay back a little later than today. He has to go home at 10 past 9.
Yeah, exactly. It's not too bad, is it? No, Friday's best day of the week. Thursday's second best day.
Right. Well, beg to differ.
Yeah, leave it at that.
Okay.
So how are we today?
Date night last night, you'd be very impressed. I cooked chili mussels.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Do they come out? I don't know how to do that.
I know. Neither did I until last night.
How did you do it?
Put them in a
pan?
Well,
no, you buy them from Woolies. Right? They're mussels in a frozen pack. Not frozen pack, in a pack. They're ready cleaned and everything.
Yeah. Are they frozen?
No.
Right.
You get a chili sauce, put it in, boil it, drop the mussels, put the lid on, and the heat and the steam opens the shell up.
Right.
8 minutes.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Chuck in some stuff, whatever you want in there.
Yeah.
And I threw in some prawns.
Yeah.
Boom.
Nice.
Oh, Miss Croatia 1989 just looked at me with love in her eyes.
Well done.
How long have you been cooking these? My first time, I said.
Well done.
And then, of course, she was halfway through going, next time, put a bit of wine in. Okay.
Yeah, that's the trick, apparently.
Apparently it's a Mediterranean trick. Yeah. How much? Just a tinge? Half bottle.
Yeah.
What does the wine do?
Yeah, they're supposed to
just
swim
give
in
it
the
a
wine.
Bit of a simmer flavor. Or some flavour. Yeah.
Yeah, but it works.
Yeah.
So I stirred some in anyway.
Nice.
Anyway, but I was very proud.
Well,
because I don't cook new things.
No. Well, you don't cook a lot, do you?
I do.
Do you?
But basics.
Yeah. I thought.
I'm not a recipe follower.
Yeah, okay.
Recipe drives me mad.
Yeah.
Because half the time I haven't got the things that they suggest I should have.
That's why you pre-look.
Yes.
Before you head to the...
Don't do that either.
No, I know.
Because I'm a bloke. Next thing you'll tell me to read instructions when I'm putting some together. We don't do that sort of business.
No, I know.
We wing it.
Well, we were both hard at work last night. I made soup for us all.
Oh.
How come?
Because we were talking about it yesterday and I got inspired.
Well, mine was like awesome. A soup.
It would have been. Did you bring any in to
I feel,
share
feel,
it around?
I feel terrible now. No.
Well, I did.
Unlike you, I didn't think of you. You thought of us, and I didn't think of you guys.
I did.
I was on a date. Maybe that just took my mind away.
Possibly. Well, did you bring some in for us to have?
Yeah, for a taste test. Because Steve and I were arguing yesterday, not on the air, but just off the air about can versus making it for real.
I like to use the word discuss. Arguing, apparently.
Yeah, no, we had to have an arm wrestle at the end of it.
Wow.
Trying to work out which is better.
You're an idiot, you're a bald idiot, and I'm going, shut up, you stupid tart.
Wow.
Oh, we were just hammering tong on each other. It was on. But you're right, I'm amazed in the general community, I still reckon people buy their soup, not make it. Apart from old Italian mums.
It's the easy option. Really is. But yeah.
What sort of soup is it? I'm not averse to veggies.
Okay, it's a meat soup then. It's a meat lover's soup.
Good answer, Daniel. We'll move on.
It's all right.
Are we going to try this morning?
Yeah, I'll heat it up and
tell me
you
it's not
can try
broccoli
some.
Soup. I can't do broccoli.
It's a meat lover's soup.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Righto.
Triple M. Tanya and Steve, we're away for a Thursday.
Now. On the line.
You never know what you'll find. Zipping around on your on the linings.
Okay, what is zipping around is the highest paid sports stars of 2020. Given that a lot of sports weren't happening, so who was the highest paid, do you think?
I know this one.
You saw it?
No.
Okay.
Why? Is there a story?
No. It just popped today, that's all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he'd be a boxer. I thought Mayweather, he usually is always the
Floyd
big.
Mayweather.
Yeah.
Well, the bulk of the top five is made up of...
Basketballers.
Soccer players.
Oh.
So
the, no boxers.
Yeah, well, I'm getting there.
Oh.
So we've got... Well, you know who's going to be up there. Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
He came in second. Cristiano Ronaldo, he came in third. We've got a Dallas quarterback by the name of... Oh, does it even matter? Because we don't really follow that. But he came in fourth. But the number one, drum roll, Rice. He knew it, didn't he?
He knew it was coming.
I was waiting for
it. He knew it was coming, Rice.
Conor McGregor.
Ah.
Oh, UFC superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, boxer too.
Yeah, boxer as well. Yeah.
Okay.
He likes to call himself an MMA artist these days.
Yes.
He's the highest paid athlete, raked in $233 million, only having one fight. How'd he make his dough? Well, he sold his whiskey, the Proper 12 whiskey was his.
Yeah.
And what else did he do? Oh, he had a massive deal with another finance company out of Europe.
How do I get in on the deal? How do I get into a ring and get the crap beaten out of me for about $4 million, Dan? I don't want to win. I just want to get in and get the crap beaten out of me for $4 mil. Hey, Connor, over here. Whack. Yeah, Connor, this. I reckon I can honestly give me one round with me hitting the daylights out of Connor's fist with my head and then just wave to everyone and go off with the $4 mil.
Well, obviously people love it because there was daylight between him and Messi.
Yes.
He was 233 million. The closest number second was 168 million.
Jeez.
So that's,
you know why?
Crazy figures.
But you know why? Because they don't have to share.
Yeah, true.
You don't have to share it around 15, 20 players.
Yeah.
It's like
he's
this event, that many chairs full, that much pay-per-view.
Yep.
Here you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
not bad, though.
In fact, I think he got flogged in his last fight as well.
In fact, having said that, I'm raising my fee to get beaten up for $5 mil. Because you're right, bums on seats.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to watch a radio now to get the crap kicked out of him?
And he's a former plumber.
Yeah, is he? Former fisherman. Yeah, it's a great story.
Did. Yeah.
I'm telling you, T, you could be in the corner.
Okay.
Throw the towel in. Oh, no, I'm not trusting you to throw the towel in. Jenya!
Hurry up and throw the towel in.
No, it's okay, Steve. No,
try harder.
A little bit longer, Steve. Nobody remembers second. With a recent budget, and we've talked about this, and we'll continue to talk about it, it'll be a conversation piece just about anywhere you go these days, T, is either buying houses or renting houses is such a struggle now.
Yeah.
And the budget of that first home buyer thing dropping a little bit, and the bank of mum and dad maybe being able to get you in with a 2% deposit, wasn't it?
Yep.
You still got to be able to pay the loan.
Well,
because of the prices.
Yeah, exactly. And the last few months, we have talked about the homelessness and the housing crisis that, not just in the Hunter, but everywhere, but it seems particularly bad here at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, we're still seeing prices just skyrocketing, people in their droves turning up to rental inspections, and the vast majority of them, of course, missing out.
And then the other side of the thing, which the Labor government are trying to, pass legislation against, is that obviously too, though, investors thinking, geez, let's sell while it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, kicking renters out.
Yeah.
Look, but see, it's a double-edged sword. If you don't invest in a property to make it a wayside chapel.
No.
You invest in a property to advance your own, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So I'm not all this down on the, property owners for doing that because they're looking after themselves.
Exactly.
And it's not a charity.
And a great
it's an investment,
percentage
definitely.
Of them are what we, refer to as mum and dad investors.
Sure.
Just trying to make a few bucks.
Exactly. While it's hot.
Yeah. And
unfortunately, the downside to that is that the victims, if you want to call them that, are the renters.
Yeah. And they're getting turfed out. No fault evictions of their own.
Yep.
But then where do they go? Where do
you
go?
And
even if you own a house or the bank owns the house that you're paying the mortgage on, you trying to capitalize on the current situation, you've still got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So you might sell and make a fortune, but you've still got to buy somewhere else yourself.
Definitely. I said that, the number, and I'm sure everyone's getting it, but the number of real estate agents I get letter drops, I get, hey, we got people wanting to buy your house, blah, and I do. I just look at everyone and go, where am I going to go?
Yeah.
Exactly.
There was a story
love where I live.
Earlier this week in the paper about a young woman and her 9-year-old son. They've been left homelessness since December, unable to find a place. Now, this is because of what we talked about. The people that own the property wanted to sell it and cash in. No problem there. But she can't get a property.
No.
She can't find a place to live. And that story has been replicated time and time again.
Yes.
So we're curious. Do you, just throw it out there. We have talked about this before.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're particularly looking at a rental, is it still as difficult as we first thought, like 4 months ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When we first came back to air after the Christmas break, it was horrendous.
Yep.
Is it still that bad? Are you in the rental market and finding it horrendous?
133353. Give us a call now.
Mate of mine is on his third month now looking for a renter.
Third.
He's living with his parents.
Oh, really?
Perfect resume.
As a 50-year-old man.
Oh, no. He's 35.
Right.
But, like, perfect, what do you call it?
Tenancy rental records and all that sort of stuff.
All that.
Solid job.
Oh, solid job.
Yeah.
Got it all. Right.
Can't get a place.
No pets.
No pets.
Third month. Because he said there's so many turning up and applying and being apply online. He said it's a lottery.
Yeah.
It's not so much let's look for the best one. There's so many, so you'd pluck a couple out and go, well, they look great.
Yeah.
And we also heard a month ago when we talked about this topic, a lot of people called up and go, I had my property priced at $550 for rent, and people like it ended up being $700 a week because everyone's just offering so much more money to get the property.
His last house he was beaten out with a year's rent in advance from Sydney people, a year's rent in advance and an extra $20 a week. $50 a week.
A year's rent in advance?
Yeah, that they just came up from Sydney and said, we'll give you this.
Who can afford that?
I know, people from Sydney.
Oh, my God, that's like you're hitting on 20,000.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 133353. If you're in this this predicament, in this boat, tell us how hard it is at the moment. We'd love to talk to you.
And, you know, here's another, this is literally another bounce to that story, is because I said, well, they got 20 grand, why don't they buy a house, right? Well, they've got so much cash from the house they sold, they want to wait until the market flattens.
Okay, so
they're going to rent for a year, see where they like to live in Newcastle.
Yep.
Which makes sense.
I do understand that.
It does make sense.
You don't want to rush into something.
That's right. So that's why, because I immediately went, surely they've got the money to buy rather than rent. But that's what it is. Try it out, see where you want to live.
And hope the market cools, so to speak.
Hope the market cools and then buy, So, I mean, it's just a circle, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all a domino effect that affects everybody in some different way. Mm. Except for you and I. We just get told that the house has gone up in price, but we don't want to go anywhere.
Well,
so we just sit there and go, how good's that?
Well, it's true. Danielle is in Minmai. What's your story, Danielle?
Yeah, it's actually my sister's. Her and her two friends were in the same kind of situation. The house was being sold, so they had to get out.
How long have they been looking?
And, well, they've just got one now, but it was 5 months.
Whoa.
There you go.
Actively looking. And three single girls, really good jobs, no pets. And yeah, 5 months, they were all, had to move back home with their parents, and then they finally got a place. It was just, and then they actually had to pay more than it was advertised because there was so much interest in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up paying more than what it was listed for.
Danielle, did they offer to pay more, or did the real estate agent say to them, hey, look, there's other offers if you can come up with?
The real estate agent said, it's more now.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Yeah, $500 a week. And I was just like, that's insane to me.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, thank God they've got somewhere.
When you're in a crisis like this, though, and it is a crisis.
Yeah.
They can ask whatever they like.
Mm.
You know, it's most money wins.
Deborah.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, what happened in your situation?
Our situation was we sold acreage in a rural area. In the valley, and we could not find anywhere to buy. It was so cutthroat in Newcastle, Maitland area, that you just really had to rub shoulders with the agent. So we actually just bought something so much smaller and, you know, with a lot more money than what we really should have paid for the property. So probably about $50,000 more than what we should have paid.
Oh, my God.
And then my daughter and her husband and her children, they rent a property in the Central Coast, and that went from $450 to $600 rent during COVID.
That's the thing that's happening.
They wouldn't sign for another, they wanted them to sign for another 12 months. They can't afford it.
No.
And so now the owner who owns it in Sydney has put it on the market, and now they can't find anywhere to live.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Deborah.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just everywhere, isn't it? Hello, Leanne. You've got one for us?
Yeah, hi. Look, I've been looking since September last year for a rental. We got people wanted to sell the house on us. And now we've moved in with our mother and father-in-law with the three kids. I mean, my partner's very sick at the moment, so he's been in and out of hospital. But a lot of people are putting 6 months rent in advance on properties.
Yeah.
So it's making it even harder for people.
6 months, 12 months, just, you know.
And Leanne, like, we just spoke to someone who said you've almost got to schmooze the real estate agent to get them on side to look after you. Have you got a relationship with anyone?
No, not really.
No, just trying your best.
I think the real estates are just out for themselves no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, and prices on some places are just ridiculous.
There it is.
Yeah.
Thanks, Leanne, for the call. And appreciate that's it. Good luck.
Oh, we're in a market, unfortunately, where you can, ask any price, and it's that demand supply.
It all comes down to the individual real estate agents, though, because I did talk to one earlier this year, who said last year they were going to their landlords and going, "Hey, please, can we drop it back? Can we look after the tenant that's looked after you?"
Mm-hmm.
And so there are active, great agents out there. Not everyone is out for themselves.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But when you're in the situation trying to find a property, you feel like the world's against you.
Of course you do.
That's awful.
Yeah, yeah. Because so you're all just a number applying online.
Of course you are.
Yeah. Thanks for your calls.
There's just no happy ending to this story, is there?
No.
It's just going to keep going for a while.
Mm. Well, it's a bit of a downer to finish it off.
It's okay. I blame Risey.
Should I say that Deborah, Danny and Leanne, they're all in the draw for our trip to Cairns, which we're going to be drawing tomorrow?
Oh. Why don't you say it from your big two-story mansion in Redhead?
Newcastle to Cairns is good to go. Book now. Everyone who gets on air with you guys this week is in the draw for that amazing Cairns trip, which we'll give away tomorrow.
Living your good life there.
Oh, God, okay. Newcastle Triple M at 7:44. This is Tenure and Steve. Everyone who talks to Tenure and Steve on air this week, amazing prize, which we're going to draw tomorrow. You can win a tropical Australian holiday, direct flights to Cairns, plus accommodation for two. Newcastle to Cairns, it is good to go. Thanks to Newcastle Airport. You can book right now.
June 23.
Can't wait. All right, Rain Man.
Well, that's where I kicked off.
It's Tanya and Steve's Throwback Thursday.
June 23.
People will want to know.
Absolutely.
What day is that, Tanya?
June 23.
What day?
13.
It's okay. We'll get back to you on it. It's all right. I always do that.
Monday, though. I think.
Okay, because dates mean nothing to me.
Is it?
I go through days and weeks.
Is it a Monday?
Oh, never mind. Anyway, hey, Throwback Thursday, Rain Man.
It is Throwback Thursday.
She's got to find the day. We'll get this out of the way, folks.
June 23, it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
Thank you. All right.
I knew you couldn't move on.
All right. Give us your focus back. Come on.
Okay, Throwback Thursday today.
Yes, you're an excellent driver.
Because you lost your tooth and had to meet Deanna's parents going, "Hello, I'm Steve."
You do a very good Alan Seal.
That's okay.
And good morning to everyone old enough to remember him.
Yeah, he lost his tooth last Saturday.
Yeah. Got it back in, though, all well, but it didn't look promising.
No.
It was like, to be my age and meeting parents for the first time, I didn't honestly think this would happen.
I know.
Didn't see this one coming.
No.
So I was a bit nervy because the last parent I met was Karen's mum.
So that's what we want to talk to you about today, meeting the parents and any funny situations that may have happened or awkward situations. When you first met your partner's parents, what happened?
When I
1-3-3-5-3, give us a call. Everyone who tells us a story today goes in the draw for that amazing trip, Wednesday.
June 23, everyone. June 23, it's Wednesday.
1-3-3-5-3, give us a call about meeting the parents. What happened?
Cam's flight. met the mum, thought, but here's the thing, and you know me well enough, I obviously tried too hard.
Yeah.
But I kind of walked away again, you know me well enough, then. I reckon that went all right. I reckon that went all right.
And did it?
No. So I said, it is the line that I love the most, and I know Karen won't mind me saying this because I did, I've said it before. The best line. I said, was she okay? And Karen went, she said you reminded her of her brother. I went, oh, cool. She goes, no, she hates her brother.
Oh, that's not good.
That, oh, and it never improved?
Yes, it did.
Oh, good.
No, it absolutely improved after that, but it was just on the first meeting because she's a very, very, very reserved person.
Mm.
And here comes Captain Loudmouth.
Absolutely, yeah. So just different people. Yeah.
Different people.
Yeah.
But you would have annoyed her.
Pretty much, Dee. I reckon that's pretty much what it was. Oh, he didn't shut up.
There you go.
Because I was working overtime. What about you, David?
Oh, yeah, I was coming home from, a pub one night with a mate. We could hear some music blaring in the background, so we thought it was a party. So we decided to go for a bit of a wander and walk over, and ended up walking into a police pub. That's where I met my wife. I'm with at the moment. Decided to walk her home, and she introduced me to her mum. And her mum looked me up and down, turned around, and walked away. Didn't say hello or nothing.
Wow! Why were you so offensive to her?
I don't know, to be honest, and to this day I've never asked. So we're still together, we've got six kids, been married for 23 years, I think now, 24, something like that.
And David, when you drop over for Christmas, does she still open the door, look you up and down and walk away?
Oh, no, we're a lot better now. I think I think she's finally realised that I'm not going anywhere.
I love it.
Thank you, David.
She didn't grow to like him. She just gave up.
Yeah. Alison, what happened when you met the parents?
Well, I've been married to my husband for nearly 32 years now, and the first time that I met my mother-in-law, we walked into their house, and when you walked in, there was a flight of stairs, and at the top of the stairs was their bathroom, and she wasn't expecting us, and she walked out naked.
Oh!
Whoa! And what did you do, Alison?
Oh, I think I blushed pretty badly.
I bet she blushed more.
I think she did.
Oh, that's great.
I've not seen her move as quick since.
Alison, may I ask, was she in fine form or mother form?
She was okay for her age.
There you go.
That's a long time ago. She would have been young and lovely.
Yeah. As opposed to old and haggy.
Thanks for the call, Alison. You're in the draw for Newcastle to Cairns. Thanks to Newcastle Airport, that flight and accommodation with Tanya and Steve.
Hey, Phil.
Hello.
What happened when you met the parents, Phil?
It was my first wife. We travelled across Australia to Western Australia to meet them, to spend Christmas. Got to their place. Their dogs came and inspected me. Promptly peed on me, marking their territory.
Oh, I love it.
Thanks, Phil. You're also in the draw for Newcastle to Cairns. That trip to Cairns, which Senator Siv is going to give away tomorrow. Mm.
What trip to Cairns is that, mate, and when does it start?
Wednesday, June 23.
Thank you, Rayman.
That's okay.
I just picture, though, imagine if you were literally, if you just get that in vision, you're standing there and the dogs are just weighing on your legs.
Yeah.
But you don't move. You're just like, you're right.
What do you do? You can't get cranky because it's... You're meeting the parents, their baby.
Mm. What about you when you first met Michael? I want to know about when you first met Michael's mum.
When I first, well, I remember him meeting my parents and he hates prawns.
Mm.
And my dad loves to cook up a big feed of prawns.
Did he pretend to eat them?
He pretended. And it took us a good couple of years to tell Dad. Well, it took me a good couple of years because I wanted to suffer him through more dishes of prawns.
Can I just tell him? Oh, no, he'll kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, but meeting Michael's mum, I do recall she called me Denise. That was Michael's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
okay.
I think it was intentional the first time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, just putting me in my place. But now I love her.
Yeah.
We get on really, really well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All mother-in-laws are easy to live with on the other side of the world.
It's so true.
It's Tanya and Steve. Newcastle's Triple M.